Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie's back.
Yeah,
Chris McMichael.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
Yes, sir. 202 on the Fan. McMonagle here with you for the next 3 hours as we got you till 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. We got Fleegs on the other side, 888-808-1019, and we're taking your calls till then. So apparently they fired the coach because I don't know if you've noticed, but it felt like the Giants played a somewhat representable football game where they fought hard. They had a lead in the fourth quarter. Their defense gives up the game-winning touchdown drive, and they make just enough mistakes to lose. It's almost a weekly basis of the exact same Giant game over and over and over. And yet, I still sung this morning. I still had enough pep in my step to give you a song at the open of the show because you know what? What's the point of yelling anymore? What's the point of being mad? In fact, I am going to make a case over the next few minutes and over the next 3 hours, possibly, with your calls at 888-808-1019, that was about as good a Giant game as you could have had yesterday. Quite honestly, it could have been as good a game with the results you wanted as much as humanly possible for this team. Because I have said it, I mean it. Without Jackson Dart, this whole thing is about Jackson Dart. And we'll get into everything that came with yesterday. We'll get into the story about, you know, the leak story to Schefter about trying to get through to Jackson Dart. We'll get to the coach search that Glazer gave out on the Fox pregame show. But I don't believe there is anything to build without the quarterback. I said this on Saturday. I'll continue to say it. Jackson Dart is the future of the New York Giants. And if he's not playing, I don't believe in building anything. We all know most likely, even though I was open to it, Mike Kafka's not going to be the head coach of this team moving forward. This defense and Shane Bowen, who clearly needs to go, right? But what's the difference at this point? What is firing Shane Bowen going to do? Like, what, you think you're turning your season around at 2-9? Without him, and Jameis Winston played great, and there was a lot of, like, again, But without the quarterback, what does it matter? When I see Jackson Dart out there, I want Jackson Dart to play well. When I see Jackson Dart out there, I believe there is something about building a winning culture behind your quarterback, that he needs to go out there and be successful, that he needs to work with this team and instill belief that he is the leader of the team. I believe there is something to gain by having a good performance and a winning performance with your future quarterback, with Jameis Winston, with this bunch, with a guy who's not going to be the head coach, with a GM who day to day continues to show why he shouldn't be the general manager anymore. And we got that on full display. So you got on full display, and we'll get into all the different reasons why, but you got on full display why this GM, who picked a cornerback in the first round who cannot play, who picked a wide receiver in the third round, who literally gives up on routes with the game on the line and answered every question about whether or not that had to be about Brian Daboll or not. He absolutely stinks. Banks stinks. Everything about this GM has been a failure as much as anybody else in that building. You've got a coach who's not going to be the coach, a GM who shouldn't be the GM, a defensive coordinator who shouldn't be the defensive coordinator, and you're playing without your star quarterback. You know what? Giants are now in position to have the second pick in the draft, and that's the best case scenario, losing a game where they showed you just enough to keep you involved. They made just enough good decisions roster-wise, right? Because finally they IR Evan Neal. See ya. They decide to sit Banks at points of this game. They bring back Hodgins with, like, you want to talk about all the different reasons why this GM, and let's start there because I know you don't want to hear about the tanking. And to me, once the quarterback is back, I'll change my tune. But with this game, I'm sorry. Best case scenario. We saw that I was annoyed for 5 minutes because they found another way to lose in the exact same manner that they have lost countless games this season. But once I got past it into five minutes later, I realized, you know what? They made the right decision starting Jameis Winston. They made the right decision finally moving on from Evan Neal. They brought back Hodgins, which they should have done forever ago. They played a representative game. They were up in the fourth quarter against a team that had Super Bowl aspirations, who's on practically life support at 5-3-1, now 6-3-1, with all the rumors about their coach being fired, and they're right there toe-to-toe with them with a lead in the fourth quarter. It's as good as it can get. That's how depressing this place is. That's how miserable this team is. That's as good as it can get. And they still lost, and now they're the second pick in the draft. And it can't be made by this GM. But let's get to all the different things, right? First of all, Hodgins. This dude was here with the New York Giants and Mike Kafka back in 22. He was their best receiver down the stretch of the season and had a very good Minnesota playoff game. He's been wasting away in Pittsburgh, doing nothing on the practice squad. They've gone down. We have not seen neighbors for how long? How many weeks have we been talking about this lousy wide receiving group? Lousy. Hyatt can't play. The offense is terrible. The wide receiving group is terrible. And this guy's wasting away. The minute Kafka takes over, he brings him in. He's their leading receiver today. He's the best wide receiver on the field for the Giants. Why did it take Mike Kafka to be the head coach before that decision was made? Where is this general manager? This general manager who has no idea what he's doing with the kicker, has no idea what he's doing with first-round picks, has no idea what he's doing with the wide receiver group. Where was this guy all year? Like, it's amazing to me. And I know I wasn't screaming about it necessarily, but it's not my job to scream about everything. But we have heard it. We have seen it. We know it works with this. We know he works inside the offense. He comes in 2 seconds, and he's the best wide receiver on the field. So you got Hodgins. Then you got Banks. And I'm sorry. Like, we all know it. And he, you know how you know the player is bad? Again, they traded up to get this guy in the first round. He is finally, after really the Denver game, even the Chicago game, down the stretch, he doesn't get his head around. He doesn't play the ball right. He's just lost out there. He looks awful. Yesterday, again, looked awful again. No interest in tackling, right? We saw that in the 49er game. No interest in tackling. All that was still there. But on the touchdown.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
To Watson, right in the middle of the field, he played it as well as you could. And he still can't. That ball gets knocked away by every other cornerback in the NFL. How do you allow him to make that catch? He is awful. This is an indictment on the GM. It's an indictment on everything that's wrong with the New York Giants. It is just out and out a disaster every week in the same fashion. And so we got the idea that this GM couldn't bring in a wide receiver. He has no idea what he's doing with the cornerbacks. They're playing practice squad guys intentionally. Intentionally. They're not. It's not necessarily due to injuries. Banks is fine. In the second half, they are playing practice squad cornerbacks and safeties on purpose because they're the better options. And you're going to tell me it's about Brian Daboll? Brian Daboll gave you this exact game. This is exactly the same. And I'm not trying to tell you Mike Kafka is a great coach or that, like, that's the, you know, or it's some sort of indictment on him or, like, even with a great head coach, this is what it looks like. I get it. But this is the same game that you got with Brian Daboll. A competitive game, a first half where the offense, opening drive, where the scripted first offense, you could tell Mike Kafka was good at that. Opening drive, scripted game plan, whoop, right down the field, touchdown. How many games have they had an opening touchdown drive? And you know they're going to lose. You want to make some money? Wait until the Giants score the first touchdown of the game and then bet against them. Because it happens week in and week out. Once the defense is allowed to make some adjustments, it's not the same. And I know they're playing with Jameis Winston. And Jameis Winston was absolutely the right choice to play in this game. But, I mean, you got first-round picks who are being IR'd, first-round picks who can't play in the defensive backfield. You've got a wide receiver, a third-round pick. He doesn't run the route on the final play of the game. Now, you could argue, and I heard Lori make the case, I even think Sean made the case, that he should not be the number one option on an opportunity to win the football game in the end zone. I get that. No one expects him not to run the route. This is what we're dealing with. This is what Giant fans are dealing with. We are dealing with a horrible roster laden with terrible picks from this GM. And as we start to turn to what will really matter, because as I told you, did yesterday really matter? Does 2-9 matter from 3-8? Does it really matter? It does not. And I would make the case, and I just did before, that for me, this was a positive outcome for the New York Giants. It makes the GM look worse. They gave you just enough to be interested in the game against a good quality team in the Packers, but they ended up losing. And even firing, what are you going to do firing the defensive coordinator? Honestly, is Shane Bowen awful? He's awful. And right now my concern is, and he's going to be something we talk about throughout the show here, Abdul Carter, who had a miserable game. Abdul Carter, who was, you know, you heard Tiki talk about it in the postgame show. You heard Carl Banks talk about it in the postgame show. He was biting on the inside option read and play fakes all day. He is out there hunting sacks, plain and simple. It's been 10 weeks, 11 weeks. He doesn't have a sack yet, and that's what's on his mind. Not his assignment, not making sure he does what's best for the defense. He's out there to try and get that zero off the board so that he doesn't have to be considered a bust or in the ire of the fans. Like, this team is, this defense is coached so poorly, it's obvious. But what's the difference? Where are they going to go? Who are they going to promote? Is it going to make a difference at 2-9? Like, do it. Fine. Okay, do it. Who cares? Like, all I care about is Jackson Dart. That's all I care about. The story before the game is more significant about the future of this team than the game. Whether it be the leak, whether it be Glazer telling us who the head coaches might be, and we'll get to it, and the names don't inspire me. I'm not all that excited about who's going to be the next head coach of the New York Giants. It's just, I mean, how many times? Oh, third and long, this defense continues to give up big plays. They give up a touchdown. They give up a touchdown pass to Willis. Like, it doesn't even matter. It is so bad. It is just so bad that at some point, like, to me, this is it. If ownership doesn't realize that this roster is the problem and it's not the scapegoated coach, right? Brian Daboll needed to go, right? We all got to that point, even me. But you watch this game. Tell me how this didn't look exactly the same. This is exactly the same. They play, the offense plays hard. They get an opening drive touchdown. They give you just enough to feel inspired, but there really are no weapons. I thought the offensive line, you want to talk about another shining example of why I do feel better about this game while I've even lost? How well did this offensive line play? How hard was Singletary and Tracy running in this game? With the wind, obviously, we saw all the missed kicks throughout the league in the East Coast this week. But the offensive line played as good a game as it has played in forever. They ran the football. They kind of exerted their will at one point over this Packers team. They were down the field consistently. Pushes at the end, never giving up, pushes at the end of drive. When was the last time you saw a quarterback sneak go for 10 yards? I thought the offensive line played its best game that we have seen them play in forever. They were out there with a determined nature to run the football, knowing their quarterback wasn't playing, knowing the wind, knowing the wide receiver group. They went out there and you know, Breeze was talking about a pregame how they were going to try and run the football, and they did. And they did a good job of it. They controlled the game. They won the time of possession game. It's two turnovers. Other than that, the Giants played a really crisp, sound game for a lot of it, but they are not good enough. The team isn't good enough. The roster isn't good enough. The defense isn't good enough. The defensive backfield is a joke. The wide receiver group is a joke. They bring in a guy off the Pittsburgh Steelers practice squad who was with them a handful of years ago. They bring him back, and immediately he's the best wide receiver on the team. That is an indictment of this general manager. The kicker, the wide receiver group, the defensive backfield, the whiffed picks. Like, it goes on and on and on. And the Giants are going to sit here and tell us that he's going to lead the coach search? It doesn't make any sense. It just continues to baffle me. So when I look at this game, I see a lot of positives. I got to be honest with you. I see a lot of positives. They did everything I'd want them to do. They set themselves up for the better pick by losing. The wide receiver group showed that Hyatt can't play, which is an indictment on this GM. Hodgins comes in, is immediately their best wide receiver, an indictment on this GM. They, earlier in the game, jettisoned Evan Neal, an indictment on this GM. Banks is unable and incapable of making a play on the ball as a first-round pick, an indictment on this GM. The offensive line played well. They did everything but win the game. And hopefully it sounds like Jackson Dart's going to be back next week, and then you can go about really concerning yourself about how this offense looks and how this team looks with their future quarterback. And we'll get to the coaching search and the names Glazer gave out. We'll get to the story and the leak to Adam Schefter about how they have been trying to get through to this quarterback. And I think a little bit of that being overblown by certain people and being, you know, it doesn't make the organization look good that there are these leaks. No, but I mean, I think we all understood that Jackson Dart on some level had a role to play in this. We saw how he played in college. We saw him on the show with Gruden being yelled at and called irresponsible. And we see now with the way he runs and the way other quarterbacks run that he can change his game. It's not the five. We talk about five design runs from the quarterback. And we make it seem like that's some outrageous number that Brian Daboll was out there willing to risk life and limb of this quarterback to save his job. It's outrageous. So we'll get to all that surrounding the Giants. Who's their next head coach? And God, could this game at the very least show us, and more importantly, show this ownership group that there is no way you can keep this general manager. It's going to make the next head coaching search more difficult, and he doesn't deserve it, plain and simple. I don't care what he does behind the scenes. I don't care how impressed they are that he actually uses computers where Dave Gettleman was out there just throwing grass up in the air to see which way the wind blows. Like, I get it. But my God, could there be any more of a clear indication that this roster isn't good enough, that this team isn't good enough, that his ability to pick first-round picks, where he's been given a plethora of them over the last handful of years, isn't good enough, and I'm not going to trust him with what right now is the second overall pick? The result of the game was predictable. The result of the game doesn't hurt them at 2-8. A lot of the things were actually somewhat positive and at least confirmed a lot of the things we need everyone to see. The GM stinks. It wasn't just the head coach. The head coach was part of it, but the general manager is not good enough. He shouldn't be here. He shouldn't impact who the next head coach is. He shouldn't have to be a concern when hiring the next head coach. You've got a team that has a lot of talent up front defensively. It should be better and should be coached better. You've got a team now with an offensive line where it feels like, despite some penalties from Illuminor, and we can get into some of the different aspects of this game, but despite a couple penalties from Illuminor consistently now for the last handful of weeks, I feel like the two tackles have solidified themselves. We're seeing the best this young center has played in his entire career over the last few weeks, since, you know, even in between dealing with an injury. And the offensive line yesterday, I thought played as a unit its best game that we have seen. When is the last time you've watched a Giant game and heard the broadcast praising the offensive line? Praising it. You've got an offensive line that is functioning. You have a young stud quarterback who is a dual threat on a rookie contract. You've got young talent up front defensively. At least we hope we do. This is what will be and should be a very enticing job for any head coaching candidate out there. Don't ruin it by keeping a GM who week to week proves he isn't fit. No more a better example than what we saw yesterday. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. So we'll get to all of it. It's not as frustrating a loss for me. It's over. The frustrating, getting really upset, not singing in the opens, letting it ruin my Sunday, those are over. They're 2-9. The team is not good enough to win games. They don't know how to win games. And right now, that's probably their best attribute because they have the second overall pick, and hopefully they recognize that this GM isn't the man who can make that pick or even make a trade because they have the quarterback. They could be sitting there in the catbird seat picking second overall with the ability to do anything. Pick a great player. Trade out and get a ton of picks for a quarterback. It can't be Joe Shane. It cannot.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.